If you've been to a local farmer's market, you know that we are reaching the peak summer produce season. So what should you be looking for? Ross Reynolds met up with a local cookbook author and chef to find out.
Becky Selengut, tell us where we are, first of all.
We're at the only community-run farmer's market in Seattle, the Queen Anne Farmer's Market.
And tell me what's fresh here today.
You know, really what isn't fresh today? This is like the best time of the year, absolutely. But what I'm really going towards are tomatoes and nectarines. Those are the two things that I'm most excited about.
Excellent. And we've got some tomatoes right here in front of us.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about why you've chosen tomatoes today and a little bit about these tomatoes that are in your vision.
All right. Well, let's take a look, actually, because I want to show you how beautiful they are. These are cherry tomatoes, but I've never actually even seen a tomato that looks like this. It's like a marble in tomato form, like an orange and red marble. It's amazingly beautiful. I almost don't want to eat it. I want to put it on my wall. I mean, it's like all the colors of the rainbow. And
it's beautiful. Orange, red, your traditional red, yellow, purple.
The best way to know if the tomato is good is just to ask to taste one, and they'll give you a taste of it.
Can we taste one of your tomatoes?
Just don't let anyone see you.
Okay. Pick one and taste it for us.
Wow. It's so good. It's great balance of sweet and acidity, and it's just delicious.
The tomatoes out of my backyard, which are like these yellow ones, I'm just popping them like candy. They're so delicious just to eat as they are. But if one were to take these tomatoes and maybe make a simple recipe out of it, what would you suggest?
The most simple recipe, beyond what you do, would be just a little addition, which is what my grandfather did, would be bring a salt shaker out to the tomato plant and just put the salt right on it. But then one step further would be crushing it into toast, with some garlic and good olive oil, maybe some local goat cheese or something like that, would be just so simple. A little step above that would be taking all these wonderful tomatoes and maybe some corn and making a really great gazpacho.
Yummy. Now, if you took a basket of these beautiful tomatoes home, how long would you expect them to be good for you?
The first thing I do when I have a pint of cherry tomatoes is I actually spread them out onto a tray or a plate, because the more they sit on each other, some will mold underneath. So get them as flat as possible, and I leave them out at room temperature, and they're gone within a couple days. If you wanted to preserve them, I would go ahead and maybe, you know, cook them and then freeze them. But I think, you know, 2 or 3, 4 days, they're going to be great.
That brings up a question. A natural tendency might be to stick those tomatoes in the refrigerator. Is that a good idea?
You know, people have said that they've debunked that it's actually scientists, you know, not scientists, but probably people have just run tests and that they're just as delicious out of the fridge. But I still am hesitant to do it, so I just keep them out.
That's cookbook author and chef Becky Selengut. Her books include Good Fish and Shroom, mind-bendingly good recipes for cultivated and wild mushrooms. Becky spoke with Ross Reynolds at the Queen Anne Farmers Market.